Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Are you tired of the assumption that if you're 30 or older and still single, then there must be something wrong with you? My guest is Jo Hemmings. She's a behavioral psychologist and dating and relationship coach. Welcome to the show, Jo. So, you know, ladies seem to have it tougher than men. Men don't seem to get the, oh my gosh, why are you still single? Because, hey, it's cool to be single and make the rounds. But if you're a woman, you get that question at weddings. You get that question from friends of your parents. So is there something wrong? Is married the new single? What's going on out there?
I don't think there is anything wrong. I mean, you're certainly right in that women get it more, particularly over 30, because then that's all tied in with a biological clock and it's all tied in with having children, whereas, of course, men can procreate children, you know, forever. So I think women get it more. I also think it's down to expectations, it's down to stereotypes, and it's a little bit down to the married ones asking you why you're still single. There's a little bit of envy in there too. I mean, you're perhaps having a, you know, an independent life where they're more tied down, and so, you know, you've got it coming at you from all sides, from married friends, from family who are expecting you to settle down and have children, and others who want you to be like them because, you know, you fit the tribe, as it were. So I think there's a whole lot of things going on, and women really, you know, do get the raw end of it all.
So speak about things that people single can appreciate that will make it kind of okay to be single. I mean, if you appreciate your own company, you know, if you're somebody who really doesn't like always sharing your space, you know, give us some of the positives of being single.
Well, there is that. Of course, there is that sort of independence that you have. There's also, and interestingly, there was a feature today in the National Press in the UK about somebody who was in her, I think she was in her mid-40s, and she was recently, you know, together with some after having been single for a long time. And what she found the hardest thing to broker was losing her friends, losing going out with her friends, because she was now part of a committed relationship. And she was expected to sort of drop the girls' nights out and the things that she was doing quite regularly with her girlfriends. So I think it's not just the sense of liking your own company. It's actually liking the company of other people who are also single that is quite hard to let go of once you go into a relationship.
So it doesn't always make, you know, sense that that person is considered selfish. Maybe they don't want to be financially tied with somebody, or maybe they really just don't want kids, or they just don't want to share their space, as we said. But it's not selfish. It's just appreciating being with yourself and feeling comfortable enough to be by yourself.
I think it's other people's expectations, other people's perceptions that make them appear selfish. In fact, perhaps they're more selfless than a lot of couples who are having children in an already overcrowded world. You know, they're choosing to live independently. They're choosing not to have children. They're choosing not to be in a relationship. I mean, none of this is impacting on anybody else. You know, in some ways, it's quite an altruistic decision as opposed to a selfish decision, but not necessarily from family and friends' perspective.
So what do you do about that family and friends' perspective? What advice do you have for single people out there that are sick of getting this question?
Well, I think to say, you know, you're not ready. You're enjoying your life as it is at the moment. You may be ambitious professionally, you know, whatever it is. I think you've got to sort of repel these questions. You've got to say, well, I'm not ready. I mean, the other subtext that goes on, of course, is, why aren't you dating? You know, what's wrong with you? Can't you find somebody? You know, the times you hear someone say, what's a lovely woman like you doing being single? As if it's not your own choice, as if you've tried but you've failed. So I think, you know, you need to kind of turn that on its head and make it clear that it's a lifestyle choice and it's not a failure to find somebody at that particular moment. It's just that is the way you're choosing to live.
Without being snippy. I mean, people are going to say that to you. You're sick of hearing it. And instead of, you know, well, God, I'm happy the way I am, you know, tell the listeners how they can answer that question.
Well, it's difficult when it's coming at you a lot not to be snippy, of course. But I think the thing is just to, you know, if you're self-assured that this is your decision, then you simply have to say, you know, this is how I love it at the moment. I mean, if necessary, go the reverse of snippy and say, you know, all the things that make you appreciate your single life so much, or at least defer it by saying, you know, I'm not ready yet. I may be ready in a year or so, a couple of years, but right now I'm very happy as I am. So you're kind of leaving the door open that people can't pester you too much, and you're not being too defensive either. You are simply, as in most single people's case where they're making that choice, you are simply relaying that information that that's what you're doing.
Now, what about the people, Joe, that really don't want to be single, but they are? And they get that question, and every time they get that question, it hurts a little bit inside because they're wondering the same thing themselves. What advice do you have for them to, you know, kind of feel better about their single status and not necessarily, you know, feel hurt every time someone says, you're so pretty, how come you're not married?
Yes, I think in a way you've got to sort of make a virtue out of that. If someone says, how come you're so pretty, why not married? Why are you so lovely, you're not married? You know, actually, they're giving you a compliment. I mean, take that as a compliment, because they wouldn't ask it if they didn't think you had something lovely to offer. And, you know, as a dating coach, they are generally the clients that I deal with, those people that really do have a lot to offer but and don't want to be single for much longer, but they're not quite sure how to go about it. So I'm offering, you know, a mixture of help that's practical in getting into the dating scene and also personal, which is, you know, making your self-esteem and your confidence zing so that you feel that, you know, there is someone for you out there and you're ready to make that search. So I think whichever way it comes at you, whether it's by choice or whether it's by default, there is always a way. There's always a way through it. And I think, you know, we just got to expect we're going to have those questions. And once you're married, you're going to have the question, when are you having children?
Now, of again, course, there's always the question. That's right. There's always going to be a next what are you doing question. Now, what
yes.
about your best dating advice, Joe? Give us, where do you like people to meet people? You know, bars don't seem to be the way anymore. Or maybe they are a little, but now there's online dating and so many things. What do you think of that?
I think the thing to do in essence is to be opportunistic. I sometimes think people's, you know, kind of dating radar isn't always switched full on. So I think, you know, even if you're doing a daily commute and you see somebody every day and you smile at them, if you're popping out for a sandwich in your lunch break, you know, maybe there's someone you see constantly. I mean, you know, ask friends of friends, do they know anybody? Doing online dating, of course, we know that's, you know, kind of where it's going, but don't rule out meeting people face-to-face. I just think sometimes we think we're going out for an evening, we might meet someone, but we're not always as opportunistic as we could be at other times. It could be at work. You know, there are a million opportunities if we switch our antennae onto them for the single, really.
Really, and putting yourself out there, and as you say, letting people know. In the last 20 or 30 seconds or so, Joe, tell people where they can find out more information about you and your very best advice for being single and loving it.
Okay, well, my website is johemmings.co.uk. As you say, I'm a behavioral psychologist and a dating coach. There's plenty of information on there, and if anybody wants to email me with any queries, I'm always very happy to point them in the right direction.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, you can be single and those questions can come at you and you just have to hold your head up and explain the reasons why you like your life the way that it is.
Absolutely. There's no shame in being single.
There is absolutely no shame in it. You're listening to Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. You know, you can scroll around. We have so many great shows just like this one. So feel free to scroll around and learn something with us. If you missed anything, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. The show is called Staying Well, and this is Melanie Cole, and of course, let's stay well.